neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Very jealous of Kohanim. They have special clothing. So I was thinking, we don't have a special clothing. So for Shetis Avi talks about Bigde Kohanim. Regular Kohanim, they had four parts of Begadim and Kohen Gadol. Bezat Hashem will see beautiful eight pieces of clothing that would use for his Avodah in Yom Kippurim. So now, the question that I had, why they should wear special clothing and we don't have a special clothing? But how about Kohanim? You do Hagbah, Magbit. You never thought about this? Why people have a special uniform? Why?
To be humble and the same.
Doctor?
Doctor.
Why they wearing a special uniform?
Most uniforms are to identify.
And so what does it mean? Uniform. Why they wear a uniform? Like a mechanic, they have a uniform, no? Why? Because sometimes they forget their mechanics. And the uniform, they reminds them that they're mechanic. I think so. No? So why? Why they wear a uniform? You never thought about this?
To identify you, just the identification.
No, it says, this is a clinic, so mechanic, bakery, the chefs, they wear this, this thingy.
They don't wear a uniform, then when you go to the doctor, you think the janitor is the doctor, and then
fine, but when you enter the, God forbid, not for anyone, enters the doctor. Doctor office, so this is the doctor. So what difference does it make? He has a uniform or not? No, what difference does it make?
Kind of bragging.
No, I'm trying to find out. Understand why Ribono Shel Olam commanded that Kohanim should have a special type of uniform. Everybody's in Beit HaMikdash are Kohanim. No, we know.
Yes,
we know.
They're the soldiers of God. It's the uniform for the soldiers of God.
But those that they have a special uniform, they feel special anyway, no?
Those special uniform
yes.
Feel special.
No?
Yes. It kind of remind you of your responsibility.
Chazal Baruch, yeah, beautiful. Yeah. So, yeah, of course.
You wear a nice suit to go to the wedding.
I'm sorry?
I thought you wear a nice suit to go to a special wedding.
Like tuxedo, let's say. The tuxedo you don't wear all the time. When do you wear tuxedo? When do you wear tuxedo? You wear a tuxedo all the time. So now here, so first of all, that means the Kohanim, they have a special role, no? Because they have a special clothing.
Yes.
So that means we have to look up to them.
Yes.
That's one thing, right? And the second point here is that they do feel special. Why? Because they're given such a beautiful clothing. Special clothing. So that means they know their task, that people that are looking up to them, they're special, they have a special position, responsibility. See, I was jealous, but I realized...
Jealousy is not good.
No, it's very good. No. I found out something else. It says, V'atem tihyuni ko radosh mamlechet kohanim. Remember this pasuk? It's right before Aseret HaDibarot in Parashat Yitro. So Ribono Shel Olam said, you should be for me holy nation and Mamlechet Kohanim. What's Mamlechet Kohanim? Mamlechet Kohanim. Yes. That means, of course, the Kohanim HaKodesh, they have a special role in servicing in Beit HaMikdash. But still, Ribono Shel Olam has given us the responsibility to act like a Kohen. The same way that the Kohen is a role model, you look up to him. Look at him. See, Kedusha. The same way, Hashem said, I have the same expectation from you. You're Mamlechet Kohanim. And Rashi Agadish says a very interesting thing. He said, like the Chayalei David Melech of Shalom. Gemara says, what was so special about the soldiers of David Melech of Shalom? You heard about this? He says, David Melech of Shalom has soldiers very, very, very unique. They would run in front of David bare feet. You know what is it to run barefoot miles? That's how strong they were. That's what the Mamlechet Kohanim is all about. That means every Yehudi has a task to resemble himself just like a Kohen. The same way that the Kohen was Kadosh, he devoted his life for Hashem. No share, no portion, as he's saying. No any type of occupation. He has such a bitachon to Ribono Shel Olam that his only and only source of living was Emunah b'Hashem. And that's the expectation that Hashem has from us. To be like exactly Mamlechet Kohanim. We don't have the uniform, but we have to act exactly like a Kohanim. Shesh Baruch Hu Zakeh Otanu.
Koilani shomote, halel kohaleluko, koilani shomone shomosheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.